thighs, bright as the fire is burning bright, blue as the sky above the lake, and blue the water flowing, white birch drooping on the shore, her leaves of emerald glowing. The night is robed in spangled black, and soon we shall be sleeping. Beyond the moon that rises on high, the radiant dawn is creeping. Down through the leaves the sunlight came in shafts of gold. Now by the dying embers we watch the day grow old.
Good morning, happy Sunday. This is Ashley and you are listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So today's episode of Time Warp, I just wanted to, you know, take it slow. These are some songs that you can be still to. So you were just listening to Color Song by Maggie Rogers. I think I've been in a big Maggie Rogers kick this summer, and I think, I don't know, there's a lot of bad things that have been going on in the world. A lot of times it's easy to feel overwhelmed, so I hope in this hour you can join me and just kind of relax, unwind, whatever you're doing, remember to keep it slow. And I also wanted to share some poems that I've really been loving lately, and I think things that I've been trying to find solace in. So this first poem is by Kelly Tan, and it's called Did You Eat Today? Did you know feeding is not just about eating? Hunger and humane rhythm, remembering to take and giving to something wanting. Did you eat today? Did you remember to ask, what am I craving, needing, detesting today? Did you remember to want today? Or did you sit with your dry throat? Have you become quietly, unhappily acquainted with your malnutrition? Once I was a swallower of words and wants, tight-throated, fractured, brittled. When did we learn to suck on these bones? Recipes must be learned, but first practiced. Spoonfuls to wet mouths waiting. I just really love that poem, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. And yeah, back to our regularly scheduled programming music.
Set a fire on the stove and fed it every word I wrote. I watched my journals turn to smoke. Now all there is what I spoke, and I decided long ago to make the most of what I know and worry not of what I don't. Perfect the art of letting go, 'cause if I trust in something else, I don't need to trust myself. I've learned a lot since I began, but I think I was wiser then.
Thank you.
too much and not enough. I'm trying to put you above. I cannot tell if I'm in love, or whose regard I'm thinking of. If beauty is the only way to make the nightmares go away, I'll plant a garden in your brain and let the roots absorb the pain. Set a fire to my soul. I hope it ain't till it was full. I set a fire to my soul. It burned me and it made me whole.
Thank you. my feet melt the snow. For the irony, I'd rather know. 'Cause my
just tuning in, that was Thanksgiving in Sacramento by John Bryan, and before that you were listening to Blindsided by Bon Iver, and previously before that was Trust by Lucy Dacus. And this episode of Time Warp, if you're just tuning in, is about being still, allowing yourself to give space for just whatever feelings that you're having, trying to clear your head. Hopefully these songs will allow you to do that. And yeah, what are you doing these days to relax and unwind? I think for me, a lot of times, like when I come home from work, I'm really tired, and the thing that gives me space to relax is coming home to my friends cooking dinner and just like being together, enjoying long nights of dinner. I feel like this summer is very precious because it's the only time when you can have dinner for 4 hours. So yeah, hopefully you are taking time to feed yourself, both physically and nourish yourself mentally, emotionally, and yeah, let us keep going with the music then.
Daniel made a pass. We started flirting after class, stealing hats and trading jackets, locking lips and braces, brackets. After dinner, before dark, we'd meet at the same bench in the park. Sweaty palms, averted eyes. Wasn't sure if he and I were going out. Going out. Go. The sun set through a tantrum. It wasn't ready to go just yet. Mother Earth said time for bed. It resisted and the sky went red. The color filtered out like pulling teeth out of a cloud. The bloody battle ended. No, the sun can't break the habit of going down. Going down. Going down. Ooh, going down. Daniel, in 10 years, always had to be home by 8. My dad would kill me if I was late. I'll be going now. Going now. Going now. Ooh, going, going now. Going gone.
come back to me, 'cause I was blind to see that you were right in front of me. You were right in front of me, girl. I was blind to see that you were right in front of me. You were right in front of me. You were right in front of me.
Just listening to In Front of Me by Steve Lacy. I really like the name of that song because it's spelled as if it's just one word and you think it's pronounced like In Frunami or something, but after listening to the song, you know it's called In Front of Me. And before that, you were listening to Our New Home by Tom Fox, and previously before that was Going, Going, Gone by Lucy Dacus. I think Lucy Dacus is a really good artist to listen to when you need to be still. Although sometimes maybe it gets you spiraling a little bit too much. But I just really admire her as an artist and in her storytelling capabilities, so gotta put her in there. And it's before 11:30, so I think it's time for a little PSA. Some numbers to think about in the world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is indeed very interesting. And the world's wealthiest individuals are, according to this sheet, number 1, Bill Gates, although I guess that's changed to Jeffrey Bezos in the recent years, 2, Amancio Ortega, Warren Buffett, okay, wait, Bill Gates, $75 billion, Ortega, $67 billion, Buffett, $60.8 billion, Carlos Slim Helou, $50 billion, Jeff Bezos, $45.2 billion, Mark Zuckerberg, $44.6 billion, Larry Ellison, $43.6 billion, Michael Bloomberg, $40 billion. So those are the 8 richest men alive. And I think this PSA is a few years old, so maybe those things have changed, but that is very interesting and disheartening to think about sometimes, which is why, you know, when you are just but a person, sometimes you just need to listen to some music, chill out a little bit, and yeah, hopefully we can do that. And oh, before we go on to the next song, I did want to read another poem that has been easing my mind lately, giving me hope, and just making me think about the bigger picture. This poem is called I'm Not a Religious Person But by Chen Chen. God sent an angel, one of his least qualified though, fluent only in let me get back to you. The angel sounded like me, early 20s, unpaid interning, proficient in fetching coffee, sending super vague emails. It got so bad, God personally had to speak to me. This was annoying because I'm not a religious person. I thought I'd made it this clear to God by reading Harry Potter and not attending church except for gay weddings. God did not listen to me. God is not a good listener. I said, stop it, please. I'll give you wedding cake, money, candy, marijuana. Go talk to married people, politicians, children, reality TV stars. I'll even set up a booth for you. Then everyone who wants to talk to you can do so without the stuffy house worship, the stuffier middlemen, and the football blimps that accidentally intercept prayers on their way to heaven. I'll keep the booth decorations simple but attractive. Stickers of angels and cats, because I'm not a religious person, but didn't people worship cats? Thing is, God couldn't take a hint. My doctor said to eat an apple every day. My best friend said to stop sleeping with guys with messiah complexes. My mother said she's pretty sure she had sex with my father, so I can't be some new Asian Jesus. I tried to enrage God by saying things like, when I asked my mother about you, she was in the middle of making dinner, so she said, too busy. I tried to confuse God by saying, I am a made-up dinosaur, and a real dinosaur, and who knows, maybe I love you. But then God ended up relating to me. God said, I am a good dinosaur, but also sort of evil, and sometimes loving no one. It rained, and we stayed inside. Played a few rounds of backgammon. We used our indoor voices. It got so quiet, I asked God about the afterlife. Its existence, human, continued existence. He said, oh, that. Then he sent his angel again, who said, I never heard from God or his rookie angel after that. I miss them. Like creatures I made up or found in a book, then got to know a bit. So, I don't know. Sometimes there are things to believe in and sometimes there aren't, but I hope that makes you believe that at least there is something or someone out there listening, watching. Am I performing? Anyways, I read that poem because our next song is called Heavenly Father, You've Been Good to Me by Johnny Pearson.
You brought us over dangers that we didn't even see. You've been good to us, Father. You've been good to us, Father. A lot of us don't realize it, but the Lord's been good to us. You watched over us while we slumber in our sleep. You've been good to us. You've been good to us, Father. Father. You've been good. You've been good to us. Oh, yes, you have. You've been good to us. You've been good to us.
knew you were my pet. I wanna tell you how much I love you.
Sea of Love by Cat Power, and before that you were listening to Nevermind by Lily Piette. She just debuted her EP Back to Five, and before that was Heavenly Father, You've Been Good by Johnny Fearson. So that was a song that I find very relaxing, but obviously has very overt religious tones throughout. And I don't know, has anyone else been thinking about religion a lot these days? Again, another poem that has been bringing me some comfort. I was reading this on the T the other day when I was like close to having a mental breakdown on the way to work, and somehow this worked. So this is a Mary Oliver poem called I Wake Close to Morning, and I think this is the first poem in her book Devotions. Why do people keep asking to see God's identity papers when the darkness opening into morning is more than enough? Certainly any god might turn away in disgust. Think of Sheba approaching the kingdom of Solomon. Do you think she had to ask, is this the place? I think Mary Oliver does a really good job of just being straightforward with her words, but still packing a punch. Like, she never minces words, and I think sometimes the English language is really hard to make romantic, and I don't think she necessarily always tries to do that, but somehow it still feels so poignant and just makes you feel like, I don't want to swear on public radio as well, but it just makes you be like, gee, the world is wide. Anyways, we continue forward with our episode today, Songs to Be Still To. Gonna play some classics from songs I listened to in high school when I needed to be still. This is After Midnight Still Thinking by Charlie Berg, featuring TJ Wolfgram. I think it's like audio recording. Anyways, enjoy.
Means everything to me. Because sadness gives birth to comedy and tragedy. Sadness gives birth to talent. Most talent comes from sort of sadness and an inability to express oneself in one way, so one desperately clings to a sort of another tack and kind of reaches it through that. And through their sadness, some marvelous things happen. All beauty is sad to me. Thank you. one are so fortunate to be able to have the chance. Some of us fail miserably, you know. We know where the men are separated from the boys, but does the world know?
That you and I could tell each other everything for 2 months. But even with our oath, with truth on our side, when you turn away from me, it's not right. I think you're a contrast. I think you're a contrast. I think you're a contrast. I think you're a contrast.
Happier now,
happy.
The way you always relationships I hold so high in my life. If you could go back and change all the pain that you feel when you're saying goodbye, oh, would you do it? I know I wouldn't, cause everything that I did, every hurt that I felt, made you part of my story and no one else, yeah. Maybe understanding yourself is to know your name. Heard you went to the city and someone told me you changed.
That was Far From by Charlie Berg, and before that was I Think You're a Contra by Vampire Weekend, and previously you heard After Midnight Still Thinking by Charlie Berg again. If you're just tuning in to this episode of Time Warp, today we're listening to songs to be still to. Hopefully this hour so far has allowed you some relaxation from the crazy world that goes around us, and another poem that I would like to share with you that my friend Annika introduced to me this week, a Yeats poem, He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, and wrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half light, I would spread the cloths under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I've spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams. Oof, what a yearning poem. What a yearning poem. But I think this summer is chill girl summer, so that will just have to be a poem to enjoy and appreciate and thank for what it has given us. And yeah, I think we're just gonna close out the rest of this segment with some chill music once again. This will be Love Theme by Emil Mosseri from the soundtrack of Kajillionaire, which I have yet to see, but I really, really love this song. And then some Barbara Lewis, because she is always timeless and Barbara Lewis can do no wrong. So please enjoy.
Thank you. baby, I'm yours. And I'll be yours until the stars fall from the sky. Satisfied, nothing in the world can drive me away. 'Cause every day you hear me say, baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until 2 and 2 is 3. Eternity, baby, I'm yours till the stars fall from the sky.
Baby, I'm Yours by Barbara Lewis, and before that was Love Theme by Emil Mosseri. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Time Warp. You are listening to Ashley on W1.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to close out the show today with a song by Arcade Fire from the soundtrack of Her Photograph. Lots of movie soundtrack songs this week, which I guess is fitting because it's like background music, songs to be still to, songs to ponder the meaning of life to. I don't know if it's that deep, but I really love this song. It has lots of important meaning to me in the past, so I hope you can also enjoy. Have a good week, and hope you are all taking care.